Welcome back to another episode of Let's Talk. Today's episode is an extra special because I am joined by someone very close to my heart, my own sister, Ya Amankwa Erica. Amankwa, you're welcome to Let's Talk.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
Yeah, it's been a while since we last saw each other. So we are using this opportunity to catch up on life, reminisce about our childhood, and reflect on how far we've come. And this promises to be an honest conversation, fun and emotional. So let's dive in. Let's start with what is new. Tell me what's been going on in your life, your work, relationship, personal growth. What is the highlight of your year so far? Because we are almost, the year has almost ended, right? So tell me about what has happened in the year so far.
This particular year?
Yeah, this particular year. How long has it been since we last saw each other?
It's been about 2 months.
Are you sure 2 months?
It was your wedding. Last time we saw each
other. It's been a while. It was because of my wedding, that's why I saw you.
Yeah.
Yes, so it's still been a while. And you came and then you left. I haven't seen you since then. So how has life been like?
Life has been all right. It's just been me in isolation for most of the time.
But so, wait. You isolate yourself. You are the one who has been isolating yourself. You like being isolated. Why? Well, I've been wanting to ask you this question. Why the isolation? It seems you feel okay being left alone. Why?
I feel okay being left alone by myself. I feel more comfortable with myself than being around a lot of people.
I just don't get it because you love isolation and you feel comfortable when you are alone, not speaking with anyone.
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Okay. But it's not necessarily total isolation since I mostly come home.
No, you don't mostly come home.
I do.
No, my mom has been complaining about it since. Hey, mommy, I don't understand. Is there peace in it? What do you...
Yes.
Peace in isolation.
Yes.
Not speaking with anyone.
I do speak with a lot of people.
On phone.
Yes. But I'm not always around people. And I feel comfortable with this because I reflect on myself. And there are lots of self-work that I have to go through. And I don't want to be distracted by the negativity around me.
Negativity around you?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what sort of negativity? Family is not a negativity, right?
It can be negative.
How?
By a lot of ways. It depends on whatever you defined by being negative or positive.
So we are family. I want to know the negativity you find that you so want to isolate yourself from.
Okay. Well, I mostly lose focus around a lot of people.
Mm.
Yeah. When I want to do something and I want to achieve a greater thing, I don't want to get distracted. And when I'm around a lot of people, I get distracted most of the time.
Well, then I guess life has been good.
It has.
So here's what I've been up to lately. You know about my podcast, the one we are on right now. Right?
Yeah.
And there's been ups and downs, especially with the current situation of the economy. You know, the lights out. I've talked about this, I think, in one of my episodes when I was supposed to have a conversation with Denise, a friend of mine who is in Canada, and lights out. I think the lights went out for like 4 hours. I got stranded. I wasn't having a generator by then and a whole lot. But in general, life has been good, you know. Life, I just can't complain because people are suffering. And it has not been only flowers and then gold and then silver and the lies, but life is good. Life is good. Life is good. So looking back, what is one memory from our childhood that makes you smile or laugh even now, up to now?
There are lots of things that come into my mind.
Just give me a couple.
Yeah, give me a minute.
You need a minute?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. You have the whole day. You don't have the whole day, so think about it. I don't think you have any memory of...
No, you don't. Probably don't. I do, but no. Those memories are very few.
Now you said so you have a lot. Have a few.
I have a lot of memories I have to go through, but they are not very good memories that I want to revisit. So, yeah, you have to give me a minute.
Well, I do have a memory I want to revisit. You know, a memory that reoccurs mostly was when I was lashed by our father. I went to play football and I came back very dirty. It was long ago. I was so small and I was taking my bath. I was so dirty to the extent that even share washroom near the chairman, it keeps reoccurring. That is one memory, but it is not I think it is funny and sad at the same time. Yes. And I also remember one funny thing. When you were little, I did something. And whenever I see a child drinking Calipo, it reminds me of you. You were asleep. You had Calipo. You were taking Calipo and then you fell asleep. So I took your Calipo and then I placed it in the fridge. So after a while, I drank your Calipo and I poured some of the Calipo in your mouth when you were asleep. So when you woke up, you were like, "Ma, me dying. I saw be mommy a drop." You know, I was actually the one. I took your Calipo. I drank your Calipo. I drank all of them and then I just poured like 2 drops in your mouth and then you, when you woke. And I also did one thing too, one funny thing. I was beaten by Chiu. Chiu punished me. I don't know what I did. I think it was about Atulus. I fought with Atulus and then when Tiquens came, he lashed me, something like that. So I was so frustrated to the extent that I went to his room. His clothes were there, his new clothes. It was lace. I just took a blade and then zoom, 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 zoom. I destroyed the shirt, the lace. But when our parents came, they were asking who did it. And they said it was you. And you were like, I was standing, I was looking at them.
So what happened to me?
No, nothing happened to you. You were so young to be punished. And nothing happened to you. They said it was you. I knew it was me. So that is one of the few memories that reoccurs whenever I am alone. And then, yes. Your minute is up. So you have no memory.
I do have a lot of memories, but I don't want to talk about it.
I said is funny. This, so you don't have any.
You said funny.
Fun moments.
So were the moments that you talked about, were they fun for you?
Yeah, they were.
Being beaten.
No, not being beaten per se. I said when I destroyed
So it was fun destroying it.
Yes. No, I felt okay because I was being beaten and no, it's fun. It's fun. It's sad and then fun at the same time. I don't know how you explain fun, but it's fine.
Well then by my explanation of fun. It was probably when we went out, when we went out with mom and our apprentices to the lake time ago.
Yeah.
Lake Bosomshe with Gideon. That's one of those fun memories that I remember.
Okay, so what is one thing you've missed about our family?
One thing I've missed about the family. I honestly don't think I've missed anything about the family.
Okay. Well, I have, but it is not, mine is not me missing anything about the family or all of us collectively. But one thing I have missed about us is we get to understand the sarcasm. Whenever something happens and someone makes a comment, I don't know how you know. You know, there was one time someone was passing by and Atulus just looked at me. And in a way, I felt like I knew what he was trying to say. Yeah, you get it?
Yeah.
So that is one thing I think, I don't even think I have missed about our family is, you know that this is what this guy is trying to say. You know, someone can give you the eye and then just smile. And you know that, oh, this is exactly what he's trying to say, or what she's trying to say. That is one thing I've missed about us. And yes, and I understand why you are saying you've not missed anything about us, because it was basically discipline throughout our childhood. Basically discipline, discipline, discipline. Nothing was, there were quite few moments that we had fun, but it wasn't that all that fun. We were mostly being disciplined, right? In a way, I understood what we were being taken through, the discipline, and then you know where we are now. A lot of bad people around us, but I think our father and then our parents were scared that you might end up living a bad life or something of that sort. And the discipline was too much. And what do you think?
I don't think that was necessarily discipline.
Mm.
Yeah, you have to understand that children are children. Children will do what children mostly do. So you have to understand it as a parent and know how to go about it. Because in the later on, we would grow up, we would understand what you wanted to. You wanted to tell us by disciplining us. But we also understand that you could have gone about it in a completely different way for us to understand as well. Because currently, we did understand, but because we were kids and we were growing up, it created some bridge between us.
Yeah, it did.
Do you get it? It did. So unconsciously, you wouldn't want to be around
your
parents for a long time.
Yes.
You would want to be around them for some time, but you wouldn't want to be around them for a long period of time. You wouldn't be very comfortable with them
because of what has happened.
Yeah,
I read it somewhere that the world that we were brought up to face is quite different from the world that we are going to bring our kids to face. And in a way, I understood what the hardships that we were taking through and then the disciplinary actions that we were taking through, I understood it to a point, because I have a son.
Mm-hmm.
And it is difficult to raise boys.
Mm-hmm.
Trust me, it is so difficult to raise boys because they are aggressive and difficult to listen sometimes. My son is young, he's so young, but you feel that, Charlie, this is going to be a hectic journey. And I understood that in a way because of how we were brought up. So yes, you can't blame them. And I also said where we are. Also, we for any idea and they were aware of what other kids were going through, what they were doing, the life they were living, and they didn't want us to be living the same life. So even when you close from school and you don't come early, you are going to be punished. You know that. And I saw it on, I think, IG, a video that the kids who do not fear their parents, no, I think it's in the Bible. Kids who do not fear the rod, the punishment of their parents, of that sort. And it is true. If you do not fear the judgment of your parent, the reaction of your parent, you are going to end up being miserable because you are not afraid of what they are going to do to you when you make a mistake. If you are not afraid of what they are going to do to you to you when you make a mistake, then in a way you're not going to be disciplined throughout your life. But we were so scared. if you are outside and then you hear that your father is coming, you just run to the room and then I don't know, you hide, right? Yeah, you hide because you are afraid of what will happen to you if you spend too much time outside. But it has been a wonderful experience. So,
okay. Well, I think personal growth is individual. It depends on whatever aspirations that you want to accomplish.
Okay.
So for me, I'm still on that journey. I haven't gotten to a point where I want to be. And I'm working on myself. I'm working on things that I need to reach the point. You know, because you can just wake up and wish you were at a certain point that you would want to be. But all the things that you are going through right now, the time that you are living, the things that you are, the obstacles that you are facing, that's what makes you the person that you want to be. So for life, I go at it with whatever comes by. I do not look for something.
No high expectations.
Have high expectations, but I understand that not everything that you expect to happen is whatever is going to happen. So I'm living a life whereby I understand that I cannot get everything I want, but
you do get everything you want.
What?
Don't you get everything you want?
No.
Hmm.
I'm not talking about financially or...
No, I'm also not talking about financially, but...
I mean, you may want something, but that doesn't guarantee that you get it.
Right.
Yeah, so I understand that sometimes you wouldn't get whatever you want. But it may be for the best.
Yeah.
So you just understand and you move on.
And don't you think it is because of how we were brought up?
No.
Why?
Because even though we were brought up in a setting where everybody has different personalities, everybody has how he or she dealt with.
Not to cut you off, but I think one thing we all have is our journey. We are focused on what you want to achieve in life.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it all boils down to, in a way, how we were brought up.
Mm-hmm.
How, you know, how our father is. And I think you being focused has something to do with how you were brought up, even though you don't like it. But don't you think that is the case?
No, I do not.
Why?
Because, see, it contributes in a way. For example, if we were brought up in different circumstances or different scenarios, I may have wanted something different. But that's not the primary reason why I am aspiring to do whatever I want to do.
Yes. So thank you. Thank you so much for sharing. Should I say emotional? It's an emotional conversation. And
it's not emotional.
Oh, it is.
It says an emotional conversation. Yes. But it's not emotional for me.
I'm not saying it is an emotional conversation for you. I'm saying it's an emotional conversation to have. Yes.
Okay.
That is an emotional conversation because you are basically talking about your childhood. It is emotional. Emotional doesn't mean...
I do understand.
Yes,
it doesn't mean that.
Yes.
It is an emotional conversation.
Yes. So, yes. Thank you for being here. And life is life. Emanuela says, life is what you make it. Well, life is what you make it. Truth. Is it true? Life is what you make it.
It is.
Hmm.
I think life is what you make of it, not what you make it.
Yes. Life is what you make of it.
See, we are all in this world, right?
Right.
And everybody is the protagonist of their own story. We see stuff from our perspective. You may have a certain situation and everybody sees it through a different lens. You get it? So, for life, I think, yeah, we are all the main characters of our own story. So, you live it how you would not like live to regret another day. Because, for example, if I walk out from here and I die today, anything can happen. If I walk out from here and let's say I get into an accident and I die, would I regret not doing something or would I regret doing something? You get it? So you always do what you would not regret when you die. So that's basically life. This is a societal thing. We are all living in a society, right? If we were brought up in different circumstances, we would have thought differently. We would have done some stuff differently. And there are lots of people in this world who think differently. Not everybody is the same. We are all different. So for life, that's what I think of it. I don't think there is a traditional way or a certain way for you to live your life. A script
written,
it. You just leave it how you would not regret when you pass away. Oh, yeah.
Now, you wouldn't even know how you live your life if you pass away.
Yeah.
When you pass away, you wouldn't.
I always say from like 200 years from now, we would have all
been dead.
Yeah.
Nobody will remember
Nobody will remember you. Nobody will think about what you did that was wrong.
Yes.
All right. So you live how you, as long as it's not illegal and you are not going to jail and you are okay with whatever you are doing. Just go for it.
You know, that is what I mostly tell people, that don't stress yourself about life and then living a certain lifestyle. You get it? He's driving this. I'm not saying driving a car is bad.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying wishing for the best life is bad. But in the next 200 years is even far.
Mm-hmm.
In the next 20 years, you're not going to be remembered.
Yeah.
Nobody is going to remember you because, you know, great grandmother. Is it Kweyo Awu?
I don't know.
Great great grandmother Awu. Awu. I think nobody is going to like sit down and think of Awu. It's like, hey, Awu, I've missed Awu. No.
Mm-hmm.
I think she died like 10 years ago or 15 years ago. I don't recall. But nobody is going to be like, okay, it has not even been 50 years old.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody, even our dad doesn't sit down and then think about, oh, Awu and all that. So if you are living your life, my advice to you is live, do your best. Do your best. Do what you can. Don't stress yourself over things that are not important. I'm not saying cars are not important. Cars right now is a necessity. Build wealth. Build wealth. That is good. But don't let anything pressure you into doing something that you are one day going to regret. Life is what you make of it. So do your best. And then enjoy.
Yeah.
Kwame Obo Adie, he says, Fufu Sika Nto, Incident. Fufu Sika Nto. It is true. And, you know, I know people who think buying things that, you know, that is necessary makes you, I don't know how they think about life or how they see things. And once you are having something and then you tell them, they ask of the price and then you give them, oh, okay, this is the price of this. And then they'll be like, hey, okay, this is the price of this. And commit me their way.
I think they are just projecting whatever they are facing onto other people.
Right.
It's like the fact that you do not deem it important does not mean it's not important for other people. Person,
yes.
Yeah. That's why I said everybody is different. But most people do not understand that everyone is different. You all can't have the same mindset. You all cannot have the same goals. Yeah. Yes. So if you think that it's not important to you, you that's being ignorant.
Yes.
Just saying that I would have done it with this money.
And that is a poor mindset. And I mostly tell people who are around those people not to be friends with them because they have a negative mindset. And those mindsets are not good for life.
Yeah.
And they are not good for your mental health. You should have people who are optimistic, people who are positive, people who have a good mind, and then people who have basically that. I have those people around. I just don't want to speak with them. I think one person made a comment. I said something about cars, you know, about cars, and then the price of one car, and I said it is almost 400,000 Ghana cedis, which is old currency, 4 billion. The person was like, "Hey, 4 billion? Me the bit me there 2,600." I was like, "Nah, are you serious? You see car as a liability. Other people see car as a necessity.
Yeah.
Do you get it? And even building a house could be a liability."
Yeah.
Because using your money to build a car, it is like building a house. It's like using the money to buy a car. Because the house, you're going to live in the house. The house is not going to give you money. Because you're not a real estate agent. You're not going to use the house for rent and then get money from it. You're not going to do that. You're just going to live in the house. And then the house that you've built is a two-bedroom apartment. Two-bedroom apartment, you and then if you have a wife, your wife and then your child. How much are you going to make from that two-bedroom or three-bedroom apartment? You get it. So, ignore those people. Don't be friends with them. Their mindsets, they have a negative mindset. Leave them.
Do they even have a mindset of their own?
They don't. This career could toy. And kadi ye we are. You get it?
Yeah.
Don't be around those people. You don't.
And I always say that if you are seeking advice, you take it from someone who is where you want to be.
Oh yes. Take advice from I've heard this somewhere that never take criticisms from people who you would never seek advice from. If you are not going to take advice from Asumesi, and that person starts criticizing you on something, on your project or something that you're trying to do, don't mind that person, because obviously you're not going to take advice from them. So you shouldn't worry about those criticisms, those people who are criticizing. They don't have a mindset of their own, as you said. They don't. They are just walking around.
There are a lot of people like that in school.
Right.
See, mostly we think that being in school means that you are educated.
No,
or you are literate. Because a lot of people are in school and they are very, very stupid.
Yes. And you can't. And one thing I always say is that you can't battle or you can't discuss stupidity.
Yes.
One of the most difficult things to do in life is to have a conversation with someone who is stupid. Charlie, it is a waste of time and then energy and then resources discussing or having a conversation with someone who is stupid. You can never beat stupid.
They just stupidity want to,
is forever.
Yeah, they just want to put their points across. They don't want to listen to what everybody is saying.
Yes.
Because everybody has different opinions.
Yes.
You don't have to accept it, but you have to listen.
That's why it's an opinion. Yeah. You don't argue with opinions.
You understand that, okay, that's for you, but I understand what you're saying, but I'm not going to do it.
Yes.
That's different from just wanting everybody to accept whatever you are saying and leave whatever they think of the situation.
It's like you saying that, oh, okay, I think Cristiano Ronaldo is the best footballer in the whole world. By far, that is what someone thinks.
Mm.
And someone also believes that Messi is the best footballer in the whole world. So that is that.
And there are facts.
There are facts. And there are statistics to prove what someone is saying. But you could have the statistics. You could have the evidence to prove that this is this.
Yeah.
But you have someone who would be saying that, oh, okay. But I don't believe that.
Yeah, it's true.
They are facts. You know, I was once told by a colleague of mine is that facts are not truth. I was like, really? Facts are not truth.
Yeah.
So what are facts? They are not truth. What are facts? I just want to know. You help me understand. If maybe I was overreacting when she said facts are not truth. I what did she mean by that? Facts are not truth. I just don't want to use the word, but how stupid could you be?
You can be very stupid. I mean, look at the people around.
You know, it is very painful to have a discussion with stupidity. You don't even have to have a discussion with stupidity because...
Yeah, a lot of people do not believe that the world is round. Meanwhile, there are facts backing that the world is round. There are some scientific facts that has proven that the world is, the earth is round.
Okay.
And you are just here saying that I think it's flat or I think it's this shape.
If it is flat, they are saying it is flat, then you have to walk to the edge of the earth and then fall.
Yeah.
If it is flat.
Yeah.
Has anyone done that?
No. Then so these are like, this. You don't have to think about that. We have evidence, satellites, that's proof that it's round. And you are saying it's flat. Based on what?
Based on what? And I once had a discussion with a colleague of mine about where I shared my opinion on gifts. I think it is in one of my episodes. I think it's the second episode or the third episode where I said, I don't believe there is there is anything as a true gift. I don't even believe in gifts in the first place because the explanation of gift is to give without expecting anything in return.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are giving something and not to expect anything in return, and anything in return could be gratitude or appreciation,
mm-hmm.
yes, or even another favor. So if I am giving you a gift and then I am not expecting anything in return, it makes it a gift.
Yeah.
But as a human being, you don't give something to someone and expect nothing in return.
Yeah.
Can you give something to someone and expect nothing in return?
You would want them to at least say thank you.
So that doesn't make that thing a gift.
Yeah.
And he was like, nah, me, I give without expecting anything in return. I'm saying, when you decide to go to the orphanage, not as an individual, but as a group, and you go to the orphanage and then you give to those people, they are obviously going to say thank you.
Yeah.
And if they don't say thank you, are you going to go there again?
And even if they don't say thank you, right?
Yeah.
You are doing it to feel good about yourself. You are doing it for you to feel that you're a good person.
You're a good person.
So it's not actually a gift. Yeah.
So there is nothing as a gift. So I made an example. I gave him a scenario that he should assume that we are friends. And he should assume that we are friends. And I needed something. You know, I am not having, not even I needed something. You know, I'm not having a shoe. We are in school and I don't have a shoe. So you went to town and decided to get me a shoe. When you got me the shoe, you just brought the shoe and then you said, Jeff, I have seen that you don't have a shoe. So I bought you a shoe. So I just took the shoe, said nothing. And then what? Left. The following day, you saw me. I said hi. And then you passed. Are you trying to tell me you are going to be okay?
No.
You are not. This guy was arguing with me. I was like, do you just enjoy denying facts? Or I've given you scenarios and then I've given you truths. I've given you examples to back what I am saying. And all you are saying is that you do the opposite. So it means gift is a gift.
And he was arguing with you, right?
Oh, yes. And I told him that, oh, fine. Okay, you do it. You do it. You do it. You give it out expecting anything in return. That doesn't mean what the explanation I gave for gifts and then the examples I gave doesn't mean it is not true. Mm-hmm. Oh, you know, there are exceptions. And I said, yes, there are exceptions. But it doesn't mean exceptions doesn't make the rules. So I asked him this. Human beings walk with how many legs? Two legs.
Yeah.
But we have people with three legs. Does that mean human beings do not walk with two legs?
Yeah, and we have disabled people. Yes. As well.
But we still say, are those people not human beings? They are human beings. But we still say generally that human beings walk with two legs. So the fact that you are saying that, oh, okay, I give without expecting anything in return, which is a lie, doesn't defeat the fact and then the examples I gave that there is nothing as a true gift. And if you think about it, it is true. There is nothing as a true gift.
Mm-hmm.
There is nothing like as a true gift. It is just like unconditional love. There is nothing as unconditional love. Love in itself is conditional.
Mm-hmm.
No one, nothing gives love unconditionally. Even your dog does not give you love unconditionally. If you do not feed your dog, what is he going to do to you? He's going to bite you.
Or run away from them.
Yes. It doesn't mean he loves you unconditionally. He loves you on the basis that you take care of him or it. You take care of it. That is why your dog loves you.
I think mostly when you give a statement like that, they just automatically jump on the negative aspect of whatever you are saying.
They don't think about it.
Yeah. For example, when you say there is nothing as a gift, they think, oh, that means I'm expecting something grand in return for whatever I've done for you.
Or another gift in return.
Yeah. For whatever I've done for you. So they always think about the negative aspect of whatever you are saying. They think that because I'm saying there's nothing as a true gift. Or a lot of people, they think when you say there's nothing as a true gift, whatever their mind jumps on is that, oh, that means if the opposite gender gives you something, it means that they want something in return. A lot of people think that when that's the automatic mindset they have when you say there's nothing as a true gift. So when you try to explain it in a different lens, they do not want to let it go. And they just want to prove you wrong. Then they would jump into argue.
Unnecessary conclusions. And it is painful. It is painful to have discussions and then conversations and debates with such people. It is truly, truly painful. You just
feel bad when you're done with it.
Like, but
and you feel angry for whatever.
Is it really difficult to grasp what I'm trying to say? I have given you examples. I've given you scenarios.
A lot of people are stupid and you can't do anything about it.
So you come back to stupidity.
Because when you're in class, there will be a certain point in time where two or three people would be arguing. Then you just be angry. You'll be like, both of them are saying stupid stuff. But they'll get people to back them. And later, they'll be talking about it. Then later, they'll all be silent. They'll feel bad about whatever they said. Then they will just be silent and they will be there. There will be no constructive thing that comes out from the argument. They just want to prove each other wrong.
Yes.
This person is saying this. The other person is saying this. Instead of them to listen, then combat it. They just talk over each other. So they feel that they're all right. Then they stop talking. So there are lots of people in the world and you are not the one to educate them. Grown-up people, because I always say that growing up doesn't mean you are matured.
Oh, yes.
There are lots of people who are grown up, but they have very, very, very stupid mindsets. Or they do not think at all. Thinking is very difficult
for them, yes. It is.
That's why a lot of people are stupid. Because thinking is very difficult.
So one day I was on my way to work. I think it was last month, middle of last month, and then I was on my way to work, and then I tuned into one of the radio stations, and the host was asking the guest that, you know, it seems the youth insults the elderly a lot and he doesn't understand why, so the guest should help him and explain why the youth insults the elderly so much. So, and I think I understood their question, and what the answer the guest gave, I know it was biblical.
Mm.
A biblical response that he gave. And I totally disagreed with the guest, because that's the problem we are having right now. If someone makes a mistake, especially the elderly,
mm-hmm.
instead of criticizing what he or she did, we praise that person and then try to make what he or she did look nice.
Look okay.
Oh, okay. Well, penini di anene kasasa. Meanwhile, what he did was stupid.
Yeah.
So that's the problem you are having right now. You cannot talk about these things because they think once you are grown up and then you start getting gray hair, you are wise. Mm-hmm. No, you are not. You are not. And I think the youth is fed up with the stupidity, the lies, and everything in general. And they think that the elderly do not listen. They do not listen to the whatever they are trying to tell them. So So the only language that they are going to understand is insults. That is basically that.
And I also think that, see, because the older generation, they used to let the older people then get away with a lot of wrong stuff. They do a lot of wrong to them. But they, because they've been brought up in such a way that they think grown people are always right, they just go along with it. So this is a situation whereby the youth that they are seeing, or the younger generation, understand a lot. They understand whatever is going on. So even if they are not insulting you and they are telling you facts, they are telling you the truth, you just feel like it's an insult because, yes. And being a grown-up does not mean that you'd have to be respected. No. Respect is reciprocal.
Yes, and so, it is end.
Yeah, so if you are being disrespectful to a younger person, and the person in turn also is disrespectful to you, it doesn't mean the person does not respect you or anything.
You
it
do
means
not respect that, yourself.
Yeah, because what are you going to do? There's nothing you can do to the person, right?
Yeah.
There's nothing you can do to the person for disrespecting you. So yeah, they're always trying to blame other people for their mishaps. They don't reflect on whatever they are doing.
No,
you know,
don't.
You have to understand
they think
that
they're right.
Yeah,
you're always right.
You have to understand that, oh, I did a certain thing. This is what I did. And I know that you have to sit back, understand that, oh, I did this and this. Maybe if I had done this and that, the alternative would have changed, right? They don't think about it. They always want to blame other people or supernatural things or on biblical stuff for whatever is happening to them. That's why they're always stuck in the position of their life that they're always in.
And it's like what we were hearing when we were in high school, that you cannot have a fight or an argument with a tutor or a teacher and then win.
Yeah.
That is so stupid. Sometimes the teacher would be at fault and then the students will be blamed and will be punished.
Yeah.
I still don't get it. I don't know if it still goes on, but that is so stupid. It is so unfair. And in most cases, in most cases, the teachers are wrong.
Yeah.
And they are taking their decision based on how they are feeling, because you say something that he or she doesn't agree with, you're going to be punished. And then once you try to defend yourself, you are being disrespectful, and they will take you to the staff common room, and then they will beat you. Charlie.
See, what I'm saying, that a lot of the adults, they don't reflect on their actions. See, when I was in senior high school, because of COVID, we stayed at home for a year, right? And because we stayed at home for a year, I didn't go for classes or anything. And when we resumed, we had about 8 months till WASI. I had to study everything on my own. I had to study the whole textbook. And I may not have gotten the results that I would have wanted if I had understood at first. If I had understood what to do and when to do it. Because see, if there were no COVID, I could have gotten the same results. I could have gotten a better result. Or I could have gotten a very, very, very poor result. All depending on whatever action I took, right? So me being the person that I am, I know that this is what I did. These are the circumstances that I was in, and this is how I decided to combat it. And these are the results that I got, right?
Right.
In university, there's a lot of time. There's a lot of time. Even though you think there's no time, there's a lot of time. The little things that you do consistently help you to get whatever result that you want to have.
Right.
So I have learned from whatever mistake or whatever circumstance that I was in high school. And I understand the reason why I'm in school. Yet. So I know that I have a lot of time. And if I study less so, or if I'm just consistent and just understand whatever I'm doing. Because, see, there are a lot of subjects in university.
Right.
You have to study it according to whatever you are doing. You can't just go to an engineering class or a calculus class, understand whatever the lecturer is teaching you, and go and sleep.
Right.
There's nothing as you are talented, or there's nothing as like you are naturally intelligent in university. You have to understand whatever the lecturer is giving you, and they are practical questions. They don't just give you whatever they've taught you in class. So you have to understand whatever they are saying. study whatever they are saying
and apply,
and yeah, and get further knowledge and apply it to whatever you are doing. So a lot of people do not get it. They do not do that. Then you start, instead of you to reflect on your actions, then you start blaming the lecturer, because everyone is different. Every lecturer is different. You have to study according to whatever the lecturer, whatever personality type the lecturer is. Yes, so you have to understand that blaming does not solve the problem. You have to understand that you are the problem. You didn't do something right. So the moment you always reflect on whatever you did, that's when you grow. But here is a circumstance where these adults who are growing physically do not reflect on whatever they do. So they don't grow mentally.
It's good you said they are growing physically.
Yeah.
Are growing physically, but mentally, they are retarded. People are retarded.
Yeah, they will be around 50s. Then they would have their 20s mindset. It's like, for example, see, when you were a kid, let's say when you were around 15, and you would go to a particular shop to buy something, they would be like, oh, maybe around, what's the saying, bro, I'm small, I'm sorry. Do you guess it? And you would leave, you would go to wherever you are, you'd grow physically, you'd grow mentally. You have grown. The adults too have grown. The moment you've grown, you know that, oh, I am an adult. It does not mean that the children too do not grow. So if you come back to the shop and the person treats you the same way that he or she used to treat you when you were a child, you have to know that the person hasn't grown.
I have someone who up to today is still treating me as if I am a child.
Yeah, because they haven't grown. Yes. They haven't grown mentally. They think that the fact that they are adults and you are younger than them, they don't know that you too, you are an adult. Yes, you are two really adults bad. With different ages. It doesn't mean that you have to treat the person as a kid.
They still think we are still kids. Radio, so that is bad. That is so, so, so bad. And there are no more kids.
It's mostly because they are not busy with things that they want to do. Like, the things that they were doing when you were younger is the same stuff that they are doing when you are older. Do you get it? So they are not going anywhere. They are just there. They say, I'm going to work to get this money and do this. The same thing. They repeat the same cycle every year. So they don't have things to do. Do you get it? They don't keep their mind
updated.
They are just there. So just the stupidity will continue to they grow old and leave us.
It is rather unfortunate that these people are supposed to be given life experiences and then advices, but some of them, I don't know what they are trying to do. I don't. You know, this man will see you and then be calling you names, you know, when you were a kid, and then it is not even he meeting you one on one and then be calling your names and then remembering what happened. No, he'll be treating you the same way you treated you when you were a kid, disturbing you, holding your shirt and then pulling you this year. It is not fun. It is not fun. It is not okay. You know, you're very bad. It is very bad. So, Yamakwa, thank you so much for coming to Let's Talk.
Thank you for having me as well.
Hope to hear from you in our next episode.
Okay.
Ciao.